Samba.
Cool. It's a vocabulary lesson for a group of young students. They're part of the Lakota Emergence Child Care Program on the Pine Ridge Reservation. Here, all the learning is done in Lakota. Peter Hill is the language coordinator. He says there are hundreds of Native populations in the Americas who have lost their language. This program was developed in 2012 to create new generations of fluent Lakota speakers.
So much of the culture, the knowledge, the values, the way of life of Lakota people is bound up in and expressed by the language. You know, having to put it in English and put it into an English language context, it really does lose a lot of its meaning and a lot of its richness and a lot of its import.
Hill says their program started with just 5 kids. Now the group has expanded and is part of the Thunder Valley CDC. That's a development corporation that works to create new opportunities for Native people. The daycare accepts children between 18 months and 5 years old. They have the staff to support 20 kids at a time and a full waiting list. Hill says they don't require a strict vetting process for the families, but they want parents who commit to keeping their children in the program.
Even kids who start very, very good immersion programs later in life, the language that they learn in the immersion program is never their home language. It's never their default language. We can't necessarily bring the language into their home. We want to give it to them and create an environment that's as rich in Lakota language as we can during the hours that we have them here 5 days a week.
When the kids are old enough to start school, they continue their education in a language immersion classroom at Red Cloud School.
The thing about immersion education is it's not just teaching the language. You know, teaching the language is what we do here at the daycare. Once they get up to kindergarten, it's teaching, you know, a fully fleshed out curriculum in the language. So our kindergartners and our first graders are doing everything that their mainstream peers are doing entirely in Lakota.
In the emergence classroom at Red Cloud School, all the posters and student artwork are written in Lakota. Students learn their colors and shapes with vocabulary words, then draw them in crayon. When I ask them to translate the words yellow square into English, they are not impressed.
You know, Lakota? Really?
So far, Hill says they have moved 2 groups of daycare kids into kindergarten and then first grade. Both grades share a classroom. Creating a curriculum entirely in Lakota has been a challenge for the staff. Everything from math and science to art has to be taught in the language.
We have to have a vocabulary that encompasses, you know, for example, hundreds of math terms that had never before been coined in the language. You know, we need to have words to say those things. Those words need to be based in authentic, idiomatic Lakota.
Hill says when the program started, there weren't many teaching materials available in the language. He says translation is a central focus.
Creating children's books, translating existing children's books, publishing our own, creating videos, creating apps for smartphones and tablets.
He says they try to keep materials free and widely available so more people can learn.
Being able to use the internet as a platform has enabled us to make Lakota language learning content available to anyone in the world that's interested.
The staff is now developing a second grade course and preparing for the next generation of daycare students. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm China Lockett in Pine Ridge.